and scales. Usually a collector collects one kind, like an old gauge Lionel or an American Flyer, or they collect HO. But I'm building a museum, so I just collected everything, and you'll see everything here. The layouts inside this barn are awesome because I used all different sizes and scales of the trains.
The collection is also part of railroad history. He has some trains that date back to the Civil War. Metal was scarce during World War II, so manufacturers would make toy trains out of soup cans. He says it's interesting to look inside a train car and see Campbell's soup stamped inside. The variety of trains is amazing, but Buck says he really enjoys creating the animated layouts. He uses appliances and spare parts to make every scene come alive.
There's a chicken rotisserie hangs on the ceiling, which makes the airplanes fly around at the airport. There's a mid-flight helicopter coming off the hospital. Cars are driving down the streets. There's a house on fire with real water coming out of the fire truck. There's a home there with a pool party going on.
During the summer, you can ride a train around their property. Learn more about the Toy Train Barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House voting overnight to cut $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated from international aid programs and from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The cryptocurrency industry reaching a major milestone in Washington on Thursday as Congress cleared legislation outlining the first federal rules for stable coins, a popular form of digital currency. President Trump telling Attorney General Pam Bondi to now unseal grand jury documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaker Mike Johnson says of the president,
"We trust the American people. They can draw their own conclusions." And so he's in the process of releasing the information that can be released. That's not held up by a court or involves, victims of crimes or something like that.
CBS insisting its decision to cancel Late Night with Stephen Colbert was purely financial, not because Colbert had criticized the recent settlement between President Trump and CBS parent company Paramount Global. This is ABC News. Events held nationwide Thursday in honor of late civil rights leader John Lewis. The protests have been dubbed the Good Trouble Lives On National Day of Action. The State Department is defending the destruction of hundreds of tons of food that was allowed to expire in warehouses recently. ABC's Michelle Franzen has details.
U.S. spokesperson Tammy Bruce says the expired high-energy biscuit supplies that were destroyed and stored in Dubai represent a small amount, about 1% of the food aid that the U.S. distributes each year. Still, she says they're reviewing.
We are involved in looking at all of our systems. That's been the case from really day one. That's been a commitment.
Bruce pushed back on critics who claim the Trump administration cutbacks to USAID are to blame. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Attorney General and Interior Secretary visiting Alcatraz Thursday, part of the Trump administration's plans to reopen the San Francisco prison that's been shuttered since 1963 and has become one of the city's most popular tourist attractions. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters.
It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunshine to start today, then increasing clouds. A nice day to be outside, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing tonight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Saturday looks like a nice day. Partial sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, 53 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The second of two girls who nearly killed a classmate to please the fictional character Slender Man will be released. Waukesha County judge approved a release plan for 22-year-old Morgan Geyser. Then 12-year-old Geyser, along with then 12-year-old Anissa Wire, repeatedly stabbed a classmate in 2014 to please an internet urban legend. Drought conditions the last couple of summers and a wet summer so far this year could be to blame for an uptick in mosquitoes. UW-Madison entomology professor Susan Paskowitz says more rain and higher temperatures extending later into the summer could draw out the mosquito season. And a new exhibit detailing the events of D-Day opens today at the State Veterans Museum in Madison. The exhibit is a traveling piece that'll be staying in Madison through the rest of the year. Museum curators are adding several stories from Wisconsinites who were on the beaches of Normandy. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners Network Car Care Center Durand, the JKL Auto Body Shop Madison Street Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health, Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand, Arkansas School District has been awarded a $56,000 grant to help staff in the instruction of students with disabilities. Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the grant will allow the district to provide specific training for staff.
And what this grant does is it allows us to provide some very specific training to our staff members that work with those students so that, in turn, those outcomes then can be realized through the increased PD and training for our staff members.
That grant will be paid over the next 3 years. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has unanimously reinstated a Dunn County 2017 child sexual assault conviction. A Dunn County jury convicted Jobert Mold of two child sexual assault charges in 2017. But those charges were set aside by the 3rd District Court of Appeals after Mold claimed his attorney was ineffective for not challenging expert testimony. In the 7-0 decision, the Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected that argument, saying the testimony of the victim was crucial evidence in convicting Mold. The Oliva Strum School District is celebrating its new solar panel array. There's a total of 184 panels that are generating 100 kilowatts of power. It will produce about one-fifth of the high school's power usage. This will save the district about $20,000 a year. The idea to install the solar panels at the high school started 2 years ago. It was funded through the district's capital improvement budget. A program aimed at eliminating homelessness in La Crosse has received a financial boost. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has approved a $350,000 grant from the Pathways Home Initiative. The initiative goal is to achieve functional zero homelessness in La Crosse by 2029. The grant funding would be used to cover the cost of additional staffing. Former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz said he will not run for president in 2028. Speaking on a podcast, the Minnesota governor said even though he's not running, he'll do everything he can to help the Democratic Party. Walz was the running mate of former Vice President Kamala Harris when they lost to President Trump last November. The governor likely had an outside shot of gaining the party's nomination based on recent polls. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsinites will be paying more for title transfers and driver's license renewals in the fall. The state's biennial budget will add $50 more to vehicle title fees anytime a car is sold or transferred. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The Department of Public Works says each $10 increase in registration fees can generate $3.1 million annually. Wisconsin law allows counties to collect registration fees for transportation-related purposes. Fundraising numbers are fueling speculation that Governor Evers may not run for a third term next year. Recently released campaign finance records show Wisconsin's Democratic governor raised just over $750,000 in the first half of the year. That's compared to $5 million Evers had in his campaign coffers a month after he announced his candidacy for a second term in 2021. Evers has repeatedly said he'd announce his plans and whether or not he'd run in a 2026 campaign after the latest state budget was in place. Two Republican candidates have already announced they're running in next year's gubernatorial contest. David Brom, the man convicted of killing his parents and younger siblings in Rochester back in 1988, is set to be released from prison. Brom committed the crimes at the age of 16, receiving a sentence of life in prison. A state law put in place in 2024 removes life sentences for juvenile offenders, with Brom set for a release from prison in Llano Lakes on July 29th. Grant applications for projects that would include and improve resources for hunters are now open. The Department of Natural Resources says the Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program will distribute $75,000 to this round of applicants. Past grant recipients have used the money for archery range upgrades, 4-H sports programs, hunting expos, and hunter education programs. Applications will be open on the DNR website through September 15th. Former Minnesota State Senator Scott Jensen will be running for governor once again. The Chaska doctor announced yesterday he plans to join the race after losing to Tim Walz in 2022 by less than 8 percentage points. Jensen told the Star Tribune that he wants to bring Minnesota back to the days when communities were safe and schools were strong. The Republican joins candidate Kendall Qualis, an Army veteran and former healthcare executive. Meanwhile, Walz has yet to announce whether he'd seek a third term. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new MVP Platinum battery from Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motocraft batteries. Your Partners Network Car Care Center is Adam Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
A popular cheese brand is bringing its production to Little Chute. Bell Brands USA has announced the arrival of the Laughing Cow brand to its Little Chute factory. The move will create 50 more skilled worker jobs to the operation. The facility will see 3 million pounds of cheese product upon the brand's arrival. Now, about 20 million pounds of product are already produced per year, coming from fellow cheese brands like Kakana and Merck's. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 329-4115.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Minnesota Twins begin the second half of the season with a game against the Colorado Rockies at Coors Field tonight. The Twins are in second place in the AL Central at 47-49. They have yet to announce a starting pitcher for tonight's game. First pitch is at 7:40. In other team news, former Twins starting pitcher Kyle Gibson announced his retirement from Major League Baseball yesterday. Jordan Addison could be facing discipline from the NFL. The Vikings wide receiver pleaded down to a wet, reckless charge in a California court yesterday. Addison was charged with a DUI in July of 2024 after an officer found him asleep in his car in a traffic lane of a Los Angeles freeway. The NFL released a statement saying that it has not finished reviewing the matter. In other Vikings news, rookies report to training camp on Sunday. Football season, meanwhile, has arrived in Green Bay. Packers quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players reported to Lambeau Field for training camp today. Green Bay's veterans are expected to arrive to the team facilities Tuesday before the first full practice the next day. Packers open the preseason August 9th against the Jets. The Bucks play their final game tonight in Las Vegas. Milwaukee wraps up its Las Vegas Summer League schedule against the Heat. The Bucks are 1-3 so far in the Summer League, having beaten the Nuggets and lost to the Cavaliers, Clippers, and Bulls.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys. And I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
The Major League Baseball season resumes today with the start of the unofficial second half. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers open up in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight. Quinn Priester gets the nod to open that three-game set.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just find a way to get me into the game, and I'm going to do everything I can to give us a chance to win it and give us, you know, 5-6-plus innings. If there's an opportunity to go in and pitch, it's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
Brewers trail the Cubs by a game in the Central. The Cubs are home this afternoon against the Red Sox. Damian Lillard is returning to Portland. ESPN reporting the 9-time All-Star and the Blazers' all-time leading scorer returning to the franchise on a 3-year deal worth $42 million. He's expected to miss all of this coming season as he recovers from a torn Achilles tendon. Pittsburgh Steelers are signing former Badger pass rusher T.J. Watt to a record-setting three-year contract worth $123 million. Watt becomes the NFL's highest-paid defender as well as the highest-paid non-quarterback in league history. That deal includes $108 million guaranteed. Packers quarterback Jordan Love held a football camp at the University School in Milwaukee yesterday. 600 kids from grade school to high school taking part, and there were more girls this year, many now playing in flag football leagues.
Football's for everyone, for sure. I mean, you definitely see a rise in the flag football game going on nationally, and obviously having girls out here is a big part of that, so it's fun.
Love today joining Packers quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players and reporting for training camp in Green Bay. First official workout is set for next Wednesday. Day two of the Open Championship underway today at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. Brian Harman is 3-under through his first 7 holes today to move 5-under and into a one-shot lead. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a late afternoon shower, highs upper 70s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms, lowest mid-60s. Tomorrow, 30% chance of early storms, highs near 80. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of sunshine. Wabasha, Nelson, Pepin, and Lake City all at 57, Mondovi 54, Plum City at 53, O'Galley at 51. Here at WRDN, 52 with John Michael Montgomery and Sold. It's 7:22.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me. It's Carolina.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Ain't it just like one of us to pick up the phone and call after a couple drinks and say how you been? I've been wondering if maybe you've been thinking about somewhere in the conversation, an old familiar invitation always arrives. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight. Everyone's known someone that they just can't help but want. Just can't make it work out well. The want to lingers on. So once again we wind up in each other's arms, pretending that it's right. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you. again, thinking how it used to be before everything went bad. And I guess that's what it is, in lonely late night calls like this that we try to find. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Blake Shelton, Texas, 733. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, this morning, next hour at about 8:40 or so, we will be chatting with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson, talking a little bit about the school board meeting from Wednesday. So we'll talk with Superintendent Nelson about that here coming up again at about 8:40 this morning. And then at 9:05 this morning, right after the news, we will have Wisconsin 10th District State Senator Rob Steffes. I apologized to the senator yesterday multiple times in this interview because the S is it's Staff Schult. There we go. It's just a tough one. I even said, boy, that's a tough one. Anyway, we're going to talk with the state senator about the situation with Klein Hall. He was gracious enough to
agree to an interview. So we're going to talk with the senator here at about 9:05 this morning as well. Let's see what else is going on. Later this morning, of course, 10:30, they're doing the big ribbon cutting up at the new Tarrant Park pool. So that'll be happening again this morning at 10:30. Last night, Corey Wise, wow, what a great show during Music in the Park. And also with the Duran Business Expo and the Touch a Truck. And I learned a little bit about the snow plows, at least for with the Pepin County Highway Department. I did not know that they have an extra blade on the plow. I always thought, oh, it's, you know, the whole plow is the blade. No, they have an extra blade that goes, that's on the road, and that has to be replaced every now and then. I also learned that it would be very, very bad if I was a snowplow driver to be going down, let's say, like Highway 35 between Nelson and Pepin, where, you know, all of the little bridges there, and they have the expansion joints. I found I learned very quickly that you cannot have the snowplow straight while you're going down the road on over those bridges, because if you do, you'll hit the expansion joint. That blade will go into the expansion joint, and the plow truck will go end over end rolling. It's basically instant ejectocito. That probably, I'm thinking the highway commissioner wouldn't be too happy if I did that, ruin a perfectly good snowplow by having the plow blade in the wrong position. I had no idea. And so that was pretty neat to check out yesterday. So congratulations to Duran Improvement Group. Great show last night, and also with the Duran Business Expo and also the Touch a Truck as well. Yeah, we had to move it to Thursday. And I know it was the first day of Country Fest, but Wednesday night would have just been a terrible night to try to have that with it being cold and cloudy and windy and all of that good stuff. Looks like we're going to have some nice weather today, but we do have some rain in the forecast later on tonight and at least into the early part of the day tomorrow. We'll have details with that weather forecast coming up.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Save 45% on all wall decor and 35% on spring and summer clothing all next week at The Cottage in Durand. Plus, join The Cottage for the Crazy Days sidewalk sale on Thursday and receive additional markdowns on all items outside. The Cottage is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Save big during The Cottage's Crazy Days sale all next week at The Cottage, downtown Durand.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey!
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, a slight chance of a shower late this afternoon, highs upper 70s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 30% chance of early storms, highs near 80. Sunday, sunshine and highs in the low 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Lake City 59, Mondovi, Wabasha, Nelson 58. Plum City at 55, O'Galley also at 55 here at WRDN. We have a bit of sun, 60 with Brad Paisley in the world at 7:39.
teller down at the bank. Just another checking account to the plumber that came today. You're just another house at the airport ticket counter. You're just another fare at the beauty shop at the mall. Well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's all right. That's okay. You don't feel important, honey. All I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, another tip. To the guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I've got to say, just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. You think you're one of millions, but you're one in a million of me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes. Tell me, can't you see? It's okay.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
To a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby. Shake it real funky, shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction, Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. When Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? Maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction, Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Stop. found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song. Gonna get a good night's sleep. And then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old flame calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm. Helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna dream. And then a country song came on. I wasn't gonna dream. Then a country song came on. No, I wasn't gonna dream. Yeah, a country song came.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Luke Bryan. Country song came on 7:53. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Plum City Summerfest going on tomorrow. All kinds of different activities going on, including the Grand Parade that will start at 4 o'clock tomorrow with the Plum City Summerfest in Plum City. One fan of Paul Simon wanted Paul Simon as a personal jukebox during a show this week at Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. A fan shouted, "Play Kodachrome." Simon replied, "Sorry, but I don't do requests. I don't do requests. I do the songs I want to do on stage. But, you know, I'll do a request as long as you've got $20. Well, whether Simon was kidding or not, the fan said, "Well, here you go. Here's $20. I want to hear Kodachrome." I love it. Well, Simon said, "Okay, I'll do it." Simon's A Quiet Celebration tour is his first full tour since revealing severe hearing loss in 2023. Well, that's... wonder if that's going to stand now with the rest of his shows.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble.